This is Jim Engster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle at the controls. And if you'd like to call, 877-217-5757. We're joined in the studio by two people intricately involved in this community. Father Don Kirchner, who has been a Roman Catholic priest for almost a half century, native of Nebraska. He's been in Baton Rouge for a couple of years, but spent 40 years in the Amazon in Brazil. And he's joined by Julia Scarnato, who is coordinator of the Spanish Apostolate on Hooper Road. Father Kirchner is based at St. Gerard's. And they're here to talk about some diversity in our community that maybe some of us are not aware of. We have a number of Hispanic people who live in this community, and that is certainly a big part of it. And Father Don Kirchner, you believe that there are probably a lot more Hispanic people here than the census recognizes. Why is that?
If you look at all the number of children that each one family is having, I think the 2020 census is going to show that the Hispanic-speaking people coming from about almost 10 different countries living in the greater Baton Rouge area, from Morganza in the north all the way down to Gonzales, and then in the city and all the little towns, Zachary, around us, we're going to reach almost 20% of the population, and most of those are kids. And they're Americans now, and they're not going to go any way. This is the future, just as Louisiana was populated by French-speaking people, then the blacks that were brought here as slaves, Irishmen, Germans, and now in the 20th century we have this new migration. Because of the immigration situation, they don't want to be visible. They kind of keep a low profile.
Well, and some of them, let's face it, are not legal citizens, and they're probably concerned in this environment of being thrown out of the country. How does that work?
We have a problem, and I'm involved with Julia in a cooperation with the police and the sheriff department. Some criminal elements think that Hispanics are afraid if they're robbed or see a robbery to go to the police, that then they will be deported. So we're trying to come out with a new idea that we are in a new situation. We're not the police like in some of the Central American countries. And the police keep saying, no, we're here to defend the innocent and persecute the criminal, no matter what their last name or whatever their legal status is. ICE is a completely different situation.
All right. Well, Father Don says that as many as 15% of the population in Greater Baton Rouge may be of Latino origins. And you deal with them on a regular basis, Julia. You told me to call you Julia, not Julia, but Julia Scarnato is head of the Spanish Apostolate. How significant is this group based on what you experience on a daily basis? And this is out of St. Pius Parish, by the way, your church, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Is it a significant part of our community as far as numbers?
Yes, it's very significant.
What kind of numbers are we talking about?
We talk about 20-25%.
I understand there's 30,000-35,000 in numbers.
Well, that wouldn't be 25%. We've got a parish with about
300,000, right?
No, that's the metro area is about 800,000 people. So we're not talking 25%, but we're talking about, if you're accurate, maybe 5%, which is substantial. But you deal with people who are in need, and are those needs being taken care of? Are they able to live a viable life in this community?
Yes, it is.
Why?
Well, we our organization has a Catholic church. We have a lot of resources to help people, not just Catholic. We help everybody that is involved in the Hispanic community. And one of our main goals right now is to encourage the Hispanic community to go to the police when they have any kind of criminal problem. Like right now, they have been stealing, killing. It's a lot of robbery, and they have been targeted for it.
Well, Father Don talked about this, but there is some reluctance to do this. What is the main reason why people would be resistant to going to the police?
Well, because they make a connection, and they don't know the differences between sheriff's office, police officer, an immigration situation. So they are scared. They don't know the difference. So they are scared about going to the police to let them know about criminal activity because they thought that they will go in jail or something. So what we try to do is build a community to teach them to know their rights. Mm-hmm.
Is there a language issue at times?
Yes, it's a language barrier as well, because sometimes they call 911 and it takes so long to
find someone who can speak Spanish.
Exactly. Mm.
Father Don, you, as mentioned, worked in Brazil for 40 years, where they speak Portuguese.
Portuguese.
Yeah. But you certainly know this community well, and we always want to make sure that everybody in our midst is being taken care of appropriately. Julia says, and for the most part, people of Hispanic origin are, and of course there are many people who were born here of Hispanic origin, but it sounds like there's a ways to go, that there's some improvements that need to be made.
This is the latest chapter of colonization of Louisiana that goes back 300, 400 years, without even talking about the Indians that were here before the first Europeans started showing up. So it's transition. They have a different language. But in 1880, the Chicago newspapers were denouncing the Germans because they insisted on publishing their own newspapers, speaking their own language. So new immigrants have always been persecuted. This is just kind of the way human race, we and them. And if you don't look like me and speak the way I do, I'm always against you.
Well, you mentioned robberies, and Julia even mentioned homicides. It would be a tragedy if these things were not going reported, that they were unreported.
There was one in the newspaper about a month ago, a young man from Honduras. He was here 5 years escaping the violence there, and he got shot and killed. And so that's part of the reason that we got involved, trying to invite the police and the sheriff department to create better relationship to let the criminal elements know, no, Hispanic-speaking people will be protected if they're innocent.
Well, how is the interaction in the community for people, let's say, who don't speak English, who are here, and they try to communicate, and if a person does not speak Spanish, then there's going to be a deficiency there in communication. How is that working, Julia?
Yes, it's very, very difficult for both sides, because sometimes the police officer gets frustrated. They want to help, but they don't know how, since the person didn't speak English. So if they don't speak English, it's very hard. And we are encouraged at the same time, the Hispanic community, to learn English through different organizations.
All right. Here's a question from Trina asking which countries are largely the places where people are from, where they come to Baton Rouge, which Latin American countries?
All over the place, like Central America, South America.
Well, any particular country? You're speaking of a region. What about an individual country? Mexico, for example?
Yes, Mexico, Salvadorian, Central America.
Venezuela, Colombia, Honduras,
Brazil.
El Salvador. There is I'm trying to make contact with a small Brazilian community that I just found out exists in the Baton Rouge area and also in New Orleans.
Yeah, well, they are here.
Yeah, there's about 10. Julia herself, you're from the Dominican Republic, right?
Yes.
Origin, so mm-hmm. Puerto Rican. So it's Spanish-speaking people involve and globalized, you know, in a lot of different countries.
How long have you been here, Julia?
I have been here in the United States for almost 8 years and 5 years in Louisiana.
In Baton Rouge?
Baton Rouge, yes.
5 years.
5 years.
Has it been largely a positive experience for you?
It has been challenging, I can say. I came from Florida, and it's a little different.
Okay, and Father Don, you live, I believe, on Plank Road.
Yes. Near Tony's Seafood.
Well, that's one of the fabulous entities in this community and in the world. But some people who are white, like you, would probably not want to live on Plank Road, but you do it, and I suspect you're doing just fine.
The mayor of Baton Rouge right now, she's really working hard to revitalize the Plank Road area.
Well,
kind of a restoration.
You like it?
I don't feel any problem, but we do hear a lot of police sirens going by, yes.
Well, we hear a lot of them in the Garden District, too, so that's just part of our community. But unfortunately, we live in a violent community, more violent statistically than the rest of the country. And based on your earlier statement, it sounds like the people of Hispanic descent are having a problem that may exceed those of the average citizen in our community.
Yes, and I can say it's not just the Hispanic community problem. It's different community too have the same situation as well, criminality. And in general, I can suggest to everybody to help the police to, you know, serve better. And we all need to do something in order to avoid all these problems in our community. We have a lot of organization together, Baton Rouge and other organizations in our area that are working hard to make our place better. So it's not just one person responsible for that. It's everybody's responsibility. And we all need to build our Baton Rouge areas better.
One thing that can help have a united community, I think if we believe no matter what we call divine maker, God, Allah, Buddha, we're 7 billion people on a small planet. And if we don't live together and try to understand the differences, and maybe the very existence of God is diversity, and he's made different people, so let's live together as brothers and sisters.
All right. Well, we'll leave on that note. Thank you, Father Don Kirchner, for what you're doing, and thank you, Julia Scarnato, for what you're doing with the Spanish Apostolate.
You're very welcome.
We're back after this timeout.